Members of the Commission, good afternoon. My name is Minoru Tamaki. I am 62 years old and am a retired pharmacist. I was born in San Francisco and have lived most of my life in the Bay Area. I presently live with my wife in Oakland, California. Some 40 years ago, at the outbreak of World War II, I was a 22-year-old student in my last year of pharmacy school at the UC Medical Center in San Francisco. I well remember those terrible months of fear and uncertainty following Pearl Harbor when suddenly my right to move freely was taken from me and strict curfew regulation was imposed on me. In those dark days, I dared to speak only in whispers. Every movement felt like a furtive act, like I had committed a crime. I recall with pain how I was unable to look at my fellow students and professors in the eye. Such was my sense of shame and humiliation. I was a young man, just beginning my adult life. I suddenly felt stripped of my self-respect and my sense of belonging. What I find so difficult to bear was that my country has decided that I was not to be trusted, that I was not wanted in my own country. I suddenly realized that I was surrounded by powerful enemies who hated me, and it was this discovery, this stigma that grieved me profoundly. I was bewildered, demoralized, defeated. My family and I were permitted to stay in our home during these months of curfew and restrictions. Our lives, however, were profoundly changed. I recall how in great fear, my mother and sisters meticulously went through all our belongings looking for anything, quote, Japanese. I remember them yanking out pictures from our family albums and burning them. We removed all Japanese calligraphy hangings from our walls, even though we could not read them. We were constantly reminded that our fear was justified. Verbal abuse was heaped on us. Under the door of my mother-in-law's tailoring shop, the following note was left, and I quote, "This is a warning. Get out. We don't want you in our beautiful country. Go where your ancestors came from. Once a Jap, always one. Get out. Look out," unquote. As we became increasingly the targets of blind hate, our government failed to come to our aid. Indeed, the government joined in the hysteria by overreacting, rounding up supposed enemy agents, and above all, keeping silent about the increasing antagonism against all Japanese Americans. The government silence abruptly ended in May of 1942, when we were ordered out of our homes into detention camps. My family and I were first sent to Tanforan Racetrack. Thereafter, we were sent to a detention camp in Topaz, Utah. Our lives were permanently changed. Prior to the war, my family got together three times a day at mealtime. Because my father had died years earlier, my mother was the authority figure at home and responsible for providing for us. All this, however, was suddenly altered. Meals were served at the central mess halls where we would queue up three times a day. We never had meals together in our quarters. We often could not even sit at the same table. All sense of family privacy was destroyed. Mealtime ceased to be a time for family conversation. Our family became fragmented. I began to sit not with my mother, brother, or sister, but with friends of my own age. My mother was no longer the authority figure or the provider, and I became more and more estranged from my family. After being released from Topaz, I traveled first to Chicago, then Philadelphia, looking for work. Although my skills as a pharmacist were needed during wartime, no one would hire me. I found that our incarcerations in the camps legitimized and reinforced the fears that we were somehow dangerous. I finally landed a job in the laboratory in Philadelphia, but my job was limited to taking care of the laboratory animals. Thereafter, I joined the Army. I am here today adding my voice to the voices of others who are demanding reparations for a wartime internment in order to set a precedent that will prevent the same thing from happening again to any other people in this country. The only way, I believe, is for the American people to be made fully aware of what we went through nearly 40 years ago and to warn them that it could happen again. The only way that we can do this is for every internee to receive a substantial cash settlement sufficient to stir controversy and to provoke discussion. A cash settlement is the only way that the message will never be forgotten. Considering the magnitude of the violation of human rights, a non-monetary apology is meaningless. I ask that this commission take this strong position so that justice will be served. Thank you.